99.1 CKXS, and as promised today, we're getting ready for the Parade of Chefs. It's coming quickly, so we've tracked down Barb Norenberg, who comes in today from the Chatham Kent Health Alliance. Good morning to you, Barb.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today here. Not only did you show up, but you brought with you a pretty good friend here and a special guest for the event, which is coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yes, I have Vikram Vidge with me today.
Vikram, good morning.
Namaste, namaste, everybody. Good morning. Excited and honored to be part of the event and also part of the show.
Hey, we appreciate you taking some time for us today. I know you're very busy these days, and we're going to talk a little bit about cooking and a little bit about books and all of that, but just a little bit of background for Vikram Vidge, who will be our guest chef at the Parade of Chefs. You grew up in India. How long did you live in India for, Vikram?
Well, I grew up, I was born in northern India. I was brought up in Delhi and Bombay. And I was almost 20 years in India. And my roots are very, very Indian. I was, you know, born to North Indian parents, Punjabis. But I kind of grew up in Delhi and Bombay.
So when you cook now, is it always Indian-based, Indian spices? Is that what you like to cook with?
Well, you know, I actually went to Austria to become a chef, and I cooked French food. But what happened was, every time I cooked Indian food with Indian spices for a girl, I always got lucky. So
that's great.
I thought I should open up a restaurant one day, and then I would always get lucky. And so I've always actually cooked Indian food with Indian spices, but with European touch of presentation, resting the meats, you know, presenting the food properly. Look, Indian food is one of the toughest cuisines to present. Because, you know, the French chefs have it totally right. They take this white plate, they put two broccolis that go one way, they put two carrots that go the other way around, they put a little piece of steak, they put a little jus on top of it, and it's like, voila, it's beautiful. Indian food is like one of the worst cuisines to present because it's like browner and brownish.
But it's delicious.
But it is delicious. And the best way to serve Indian food is to serve it with a lot of love and passion.
Ah, yeah. Well, that's something I don't get a lot of at home. But you can get it from Vikram Vidge at the Parade of Chefs, folks. And I want to ask you, my wife loves Indian food. It's kind of her thing. Do you like it super, extremely hot? Is all Indian food always that kind of hot?
No, that's the myth. The myth is that Indian food should be so spicy that it burns you the next morning. The idea should be is that you should take, you know, the bite of your food, and by the time you're finished eating this meal, you should have a little sweat on your forehead, a little sweat on your, you know, on your shoulders, because the spices, the onions and the ginger and the garlic have created this absolutely delicious aromas and heat that has come from inside out.
Right, right. Good. Okay, good to know. So a little bit of heat doesn't always have to be burn, scalding, that kind of thing.
Correct. And Indian food should be, you know, when you enjoy it, you take, you know, a sip of your wine, you relax a little bit, and use your hands while you're eating Indian food.
Can I ask?
You should never eat food with knife and fork.
So I'm not so good with the heat sometimes. So let's say I got something that was just a little bit too hot. What is the remedy for that? My wife always says cucumber, or there's like a sour cream or something that can help.
Yeah,
with.
It's called the Vita, which is a yogurt-based cooling, and you put cucumbers in it, and that cools your palate down a little bit. But the idea of the yogurt is to give you acidophilus, which is a really good stomach soothing probiotic that goes into your stomach.
Okay.
And you should not feel the heat. The yogurt is just to kind of, you know, calm your stomach down so that the flavors kind of go well with whatever you're drinking and eating with it.
Okay, and Vikram, I know you've actually been the co-author of quite a few cookbooks. Now, with writing about famous Indian cuisine, what would you say you enjoy the most, writing about cooking or actually being in the kitchen and making those meals?
You know, the writing part was actually all done by Miru, who's my business partner, and she's the one who's really good at writing. When I was writing the book, the first time, you know, the people came over and they were measuring measurements of how much cumin goes in and how much coriander goes in. I had to actually fire her because I could not deal. I could not deal with the fact that every time I was putting spices. So for me, adding spices is, you know, whatever I feel like doing. I think of it like a painter who has a palette of colors in front of him, which are the spices, and the canvas is the pot. And you can create however you, whatever kind of music you want to create or what kind of a painting you want to create. And so cooking has always been my forte, and Meeru has been great at writing and putting exact words and putting stories behind those recipes.
Right, fair enough. We're talking to Vikram Vij, who's coming to the Parade of Chefs. That event is April 6th?
Thursday, April 6th.
And there's still some tickets available. Is that right, Barb?
Yes, there is. There's about 25 tickets left, and you can contact the foundation office at 519-436-2538. Ask for Gwen, and she can help you out.
Yeah, Hurry Wild tickets are still available there. And how much are they again?
They're $125.
All right.
But that's a whole night of cuisine.
A whole night of Vikram.
And Vikram, and wine, and the breweries as well.
Yeah. Wait, what would you...
And I promise you this, that you would have the best Indian desire, lovemaking that can ever happen, because this would be a match made in heaven, basically.
I think Greg and Kelly are going to be coming to the Parade of Chefs.
I am there.
April the 6th.
I'll let my wife know what's about to happen. Vikram, I know you're really busy, and I know you've got a new book that's out, and I wanted to give that a little bit of a plug. The new book is about, obviously, cooking. Is there something in particular that is special about this book?
This book is about my journey of starting from a young age, how I actually wanted to be a Bollywood actor. And my father said to me one day, he says, "No son of mine is going to become an Indian actor. I want you to become a doctor or a lawyer." And he squashed my dreams completely and did not want me to follow that path of being an actor, because he believed that the actors, all they did was, you know, they drank a lot and they had this life of, craziness. And he wanted me to have some stability in my life. And the book is about the journey starting from India and doing the Dragon's Den and having our Prime Minister Justin Trudeau come into the restaurant and enjoying great Indian food and this great diversity of a country called Canada.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it. The name of the book is?
It's called Vij, Indian one-way ticket to Canada with Indian spices in his suitcase.
Love it.
Very good. Vikram Vij is with us. Before you go, the Dragon's Den, a highlight of your career? Was it enjoyable to do that show that we all got a chance to see?
I had a fabulous time doing Dragon's Den. And one of the biggest things that I will want people to realize is that when I was auditioning for Dragon's Den, there were talks about, should I wear a suit and a tie and a jacket? And I kept telling them that, look, I'm an Indian, I wear Indian clothes. So if you see the show, you'll see that I'm wearing no socks with my shoes, I'm wearing my Indian clothes, I'm wearing jewelry, I've got piercings, and that's what I was able to bring, this diversity on the panel with the rest of the esteemed dragons. And I absolutely enjoyed doing the show. I still love it. I still got a lot of people asking me for it. But when the time had come, you know, I needed to take a break from it because I needed to get back to my restaurants, which was my first love, and cooking. I decided to move on from it.
Very good.
And just a quick question, Vikram, about Dragon's Den. Was there a specific dragon that you feel you got along best with? Maybe Arlene Dickinson? Or what's your thoughts there?
Well, Arlene and I had done a show before called Recipe to Riches on CBC. So her connection with me has always been of great friendship. But I really, really respected her a lot, especially on the show, because she has this ability to make people feel so loved and welcomed. And she is like the best mentor anybody could have had on the show. So I would ask her lots of questions and say, hey, can you please tell me what I'm doing right, what I'm doing wrong? Because at the end of the day, you need somebody on the other side to tell you if I'm on the right path or not. And she was awesome. But I got along with everybody. I got along with Mike Beckerly. I really got along with Jim. You know, David Chilton was awesome. So overall, you know, as far as the Dragons are concerned, we had a great camaraderie and great friends.
Yeah, very good. Vikram, we really appreciate the time. And as we said, we know you're awfully busy. We can't wait for April the 6th, right, Barb?
That's right, the Parade of Chefs.
Looking forward to seeing a Vikram there. You've got a chance to meet Vikram. He'll be available for you to chat with a little bit. Maybe bring a recipe or two with him that he can share and just be really accessible for all of us to spend some time with Vikram. And will you have books there too, Vikram? Will you be bringing some of your books that people can get and get signed?
Yes,
I am planning to bring some books as well, and those books will be available. But more than that, the fact that I'm going to be there, I actually want people to realize that in this great community, this, you know, far out from Toronto, because everybody thinks that, you know, Toronto and Vancouver and Montreal are culinary hubs. We in Canada are a culinary destination. We as Canadians need to be proud of our own backyard, what we have, the produce, the beer, the wines that come from our area are absolutely fabulous. And we should be so proud and we should be so happy that we have what it takes to be a great culinary destination. And Canada is a culinary destination.
Yeah, well said. And of course, you get a chance to see all the local chefs that we're going to have on hand there that night too. So I'm glad that you gave them a nice little plug there, Vikram. I'm sure they appreciate it too.
Pleasure.
All right, thank you very much. Vikram Vij with us today here, coming to the Parade of Chefs, April the 6th. Get your tickets today. How do we get those again? Once again, Barb?
Contact the foundation, 519-436-2538.
Thanks, Vikram.
Thank you very much. Namaste, everybody.